You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Newstalk ZB, morning to you, 8 to 8. It's Anzac Day today, and we remember the thousands of soldiers who fought for our country in the Great World Wars. Dawn services have been underway all around the country, while Winston Peters and the Kiwi Defence Force contingent are at the Gallipoli Dawn service. Although the Defence Force had a rocky start, losing their bags amid the chaos of the Dubai floods last week, and now they'll only play a reduced role in that service, Defence Force Chief Air Marshal Kevin Shaw joins me now. Good morning.
Morena.
Yeah, morena to you. What has your Anzac Day looked like so far?
I'm down in Wellington and have been to the Dawn service. I looked out from the cenotaph, there were just thousands and thousands of people here in the morning to remember those that have served and remember those that have fallen. It was very moving.
It is really moving, isn't it? It's fantastic to see the thousands of people still flocking to remember on such a special day like today. Has the weather affected many of the Dawn services?
I'm not sure about outside of Wellington. There's been a bit of drizzle and rain in other areas, but if this is any indication, thousands are still turning out, and that's from the very young to the very old, to remember those that have put on a uniform and the values that we hold dear. So I'm very pleased to see that both veterans and the public have come out in masses to commemorate.
So collectively, what role does the Defence Force play in remembering those who lost their lives in the wars?
What we've done, as we've done over the years, is actually provide individuals throughout New Zealand to assist the various RSAs that put on commemorative services in our small towns and cities, and provide, if you like, that ceremony which is really necessary for those that have served, whether it's the cenotaph teams, the bugler, the speech makers, those that march on. I think it's really important because it gives us a sense of ceremony and a sense of somberness, but also remembering those that put that uniform on. So we've got people scattered throughout New Zealand, and as you know, a few overseas as well, that will be partaking in Anzac Day.
Yeah, real problem for some of those people that you mentioned too, the Defence Force group in Gallipoli without uniforms. Is that a bad look for us?
It's actually been resolved. Most of the bags have turned up. We have been able to get some musical instruments. So I think from a public viewing, international viewing, they will put on a very good service.
Yeah, brilliant. Kevin, just finally, do you feel that the government, I was talking earlier with the Prime Minister who reflected upon this, do you think that the government should play more of a role in improving support for our veterans?
I'm a veteran myself, and because I'm still serving, I haven't, and it sounds terrible, I haven't really thought too much about what veteran support looks like because I've been employed, as it were. But I believe that our veteran system is there to look after our people. I believe that they do their absolute best in whatever support individuals need. But there is always going to be a limit based on dollars and the effort that can be put in. I always think we can do a bit more. It's whether or not this country can afford it and wants to do that for all of their veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll always come back to the money, but you know what? This is incredibly important. Chief of Defence Force Air Marshal Kevin Short, I really appreciate you joining us here this morning on Anzac Day Breakfast.
Thank you.
4 to 8. Yeah, any feedback on that? 9292. Bunches has come through. Bunches. A plethora of texts. Morris says, Roman, you are essential. I know. Think of those who are unable to get out. Lots of selfish people out there who think only of themselves. Morris, I know. Yeah, producer Andy and I, incredibly essential. Roman, why do you think it's the government's job to fix private enterprise in the media? I don't think I do, but thank you. Why is there no criticism of the ineptitude of an organisation that failed to stay ahead of the eight ball, says Jack. You may have misunderstood me there entirely, Jack. Roman, it's a shame your interview with the Prime Minister on a day that has national reflection and significance for the country would focus on yesterday's news, says John. Oh, you can't let them get away with stuff though, John. You need to rip in there and attach yourself to the actual news as well as remembering Anzac Day as well.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.